I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the last Utopia Talks of 2023.
Oh, I feel sad.
Yeah, me too.
I feel sad.
But yeah, next year we'll be back with
so much more. Fun, frolics, laughter, great guests, everything you need.
Yeah, I can't wait for next year. I think we're going to push the podcast even more.
Mm-hmm, 100%. I have to say, this has been one of my favourite things I've done this year, this podcast with you.
Me too.
So
it's been a joy. It's been a delight.
Emotional.
Oh. Aww.
It's been a year.
It has. We've done the documentary this year.
Yeah, that feels like when was that? March.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because we started working on that at the end of 2022.
Good Lord. Yeah, we did. And anyone who hasn't heard that, you can listen to it on our podcast feed. It's called Under the Lights.
It's exploring the experiences of
women and non-binary people in electronic music.
Exactly that.
Spoke to a plethora of guests, from Annie Mac to Girls That Sing to Salute. So check it out if you want. That was
our first thing this year,
early 23. And then we came back August, September, didn't we? And then
we did. We talked a little bit about the guests that we've had this year on our last episode.
Yes.
But obviously, go listen to all of them.
Seriously, best thing you do this year or next year.
What are your New Year's Eve plans?
I have a gig at Warehouse Project in Manchester, which
Sick.
I'm excited about, actually. I haven't played there this year, so that'd be nice to head back. And shout out to my little brother, Harry, who's turning 18. Well, he will be 18 by then. So he's going to come with me and my other brother. So we'll have a little siblings night out.
Oh, incredible.
I'm a good sister, by the way, taking 18-year-old Harry to Warehouse Project.
Yeah.
He can buy the drinks.
Yeah.
With what money? He's 18. But
that's a great like early night out to be going on. I think when I was 18, like my first night out was to Pop World.
Mm.
So Warehouse Project is a good place to start.
Pop World's also fun, to be fair.
Yeah. I went there for the first time when I was 16.
Do they exist anymore? Do they?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
I remember having a shot wheel. Was it a shot cake? They called it a shot cake, and it was just like shots on shots on shots, and it was like a little wedding cake.
That's actually adorable.
I don't remember anything after that.
And actually, I've just remembered, I think the Pop World was called Flares when I went.
Ooh.
It's quite a good name for a nightclub.
Did you wear your flares there?
No, because it was skinny jeans then, wasn't it?
Okay, question before we go anywhere.
Yeah.
Are we going to see skinny jeans come back?
Not yet, but soon.
So do you think 2024 is a bit soon?
I think it's a little bit soon, but I think in a few years' time.
But how many years?
I would love to see, you know, when people talk about like cycles of fashion, I would love to see like the fashion from like, I'd love to see those like sunglasses with the moustaches dangling. I'd love to see them come back. What else? Like those Kanye sunglasses where it was shutters.
With the slits.
Slits, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Justin Bieber swooshy hair.
Well, I was about to say the hair. You know, like Justin Bieber swooshy hair, and also, you know, like I'm gonna say like mid-noughties, like people from like One Tree Hill or like McFly would have kind of like hair that kind of goes like this, and then like sideburns, and then a goatee. Specifically, the goatee, the sideburns, and then that sort of
When is that?
Surely
soon.
Like. This year we've seen mullets.
Are we going to see jeggings come back?
I hope not. Yeah. Okay, quickly, I'm on skinny jeans.
Yeah.
If they came back, would you wear them again?
Probably, yeah.
Because at the time, you wouldn't see me without a skinny jean.
I know. I used to wear like skinny
spray
jeans.
On.
I would wear like really skinny jeans and then like a baggy top.
Mm, yeah, same. Mm. And like Doc Martens. To be fair.
Yeah.
But I love a baggy trouser. They're so much more comfortable. But
they are more comfortable.
Do you think we'll look back and be like, oh, I can't believe I wore baggy trousers?
I know. The only thing is, because I like a baggy top, I find sometimes baggy trousers quite hard to style because I end up just wearing like baggy.
Mm, that's cool though.
I know, that's kind of comfy. Vibe now. Mm. Yeah.
Well, anything could happen. 2024.
Anything could happen.
Let's see, the year of the return of the skinny jean.
Let's see.
Hopefully not.
So this episode, we thought we would go through a little end of year roundup, choose some of our best things from this year, some of our favourite moments, and then also chat about some of the things we're excited for next year, just to get us in the mood for New Year's.
Exactly. And it's a good time to kind of reflect and look forward and think like, what was great about last year? What do I want to do this year? Coming in. I love doing that. I'm like a woman who... January 1st, rain or shine, no matter where I am or how I'm feeling, I'm writing out my resolutions.
I think it's really helpful.
And looking back and being like, ooh, did I do that? No. Yeah. Did I do that? No. Did I do that? Yeah.
Keeping them as a note in your phone.
Yeah. Well, I like to write them
physically
in my diary. It's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll come to New Year's resolutions later on in the episode. Okay. So stick around if you want to hear those.
Don't go anywhere.
But our first category is best album. What did you go for?
So if I'm honest, it wasn't my favorite year for like albums.
Mm-hmm.
But having a little think, like I love Little Sims as one that came out kind of end of December 2022. So technically in the last 12 months. No Thank You was great.
Yeah.
And also Barry Can't Swim's album, I forgot, came out earlier this year as well. Like, great album, so many amazing tracks on there. And then we got two albums from Kim Petras. One was like an album that had been previously recorded and then leaked and then shelved, and then that came out, and also her like latest album. So some cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a real range as well. Sims, Barry Can't Swim, and Kim Petras.
Kimmy.
Those are three very different artists.
Yep, story of my life.
What you were saying then about it hasn't been your favourite year for albums. I mean, people are saying that albums aren't being made in the same way these days. People are more playlist oriented with streaming and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe people aren't making albums the way they used to. But
I think like maybe the output of albums might be less, maybe, because it feels like it's obviously a massive, massive piece of work, isn't it?
And
especially in electronic music, like it feels like if you make an album, it's like you're at a particular level, or the electronic music, you don't necessarily need one, but they're nice to have. I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
My choices.
Tell me.
I went for Georgia Smith, Falling or Flying.
Mm.
I'm a huge Georgia Smith fan, and I was really excited for this album to come out, and I really loved it. It came out when I was away, and I just had it on repeat, basically.
Oh, I love that when you just
find something you click with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long coach journeys. I was putting that on.
Nice.
And also absolutely loved Over Mono's album. I think everyone, that's a pretty unanimously well-loved album.
Yeah.
Sugar Rush is my favourite track.
When did that come out, that album? Was it the top of this year?
It came out May of this year on XL.
Got it.
Yeah, Good Lies.
I just love all the dogs that they use.
Same. Also, their Boiler Room is so good.
I don't know if I've watched their Boiler Room.
It came out quite recently.
Okay.
Their one in Manchester. I think it's in Manchester.
Sick. I mean, they've got so many bangers, haven't they? Like, individually and as a pair.
Well, I only found out after watching that Boiler Room because they do a rework of Hackney Parrot.
Ugh,
I didn't realise that was made by one of the brothers in Over Mono under Tesla.
Tesla, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I also didn't know they were brothers until watching that Boiler Room.
No, they're not Irish. No, I made that up. I think I made that up.
Bicep are Irish, aren't they?
Yeah.
But Over Mono, I don't know. And then my final pick.
No, they're not.
Another chill one. Clio Soul Gold.
Yes. I love Clio Soul.
Same. I'm really gutted I didn't go to that Salt performance the other week.
Because they, was that this year or last year? And they dropped like three albums in 1 week, Salt.
I think that was this year.
I think it might have been.
Yeah. God, it all blurs, doesn't it?
It does. And you know what? Just quickly, this was an 2022 album, late 2022, but Stormzy's latest album for me was an album I had on repeat.
The track with Ne-Yo. Is it Bad Blood?
No.
The one with Ne-Yo is a tune.
Wait. Oh, is it Bad? Oh, it is Bad Blood. Sorry. Yes.
That one that samples Ne-Yo's original track, Bad Blood.
Yeah. That for me, that album, and I was listening to a lot because I went away like right at the start of January with my friend to Morocco, and I was listening to that album most just on repeat, and like all the layers sonically, it's like so varied and warm and like just rich musically, and like,
yeah,
I think you have to sit down and listen to it, like with Cleo Soul, like those kind of albums, yeah, you need to just like sit and let them engulf you, and there's so much to hear.
There's so many like great contributions on that album from other artists as well, like Debbie.
Oh, yeah, the Debbie tune's amazing.
Sampha, loads of Miss Banks. Yeah, that is a great shout.
Yeah, so that was November 2022, okay, but yeah, I would count that because I really listened to it this start of this year.
Yeah, I feel like those count. End of 2022.
Okay, cool.
Best song.
Ooh.
What did you go for?
Best song. Okay, so again, it's very hard to pick these things because there's been a lot of tunes, a lot of dance tunes. Full disclosure, I listened to about 500 dance tunes for my radio show alone, and it's a lot. So I listened to a lot of music. So it's interesting because listening to music recreationally, I actually don't do as often as like I used to, like maybe like 10 years ago, because before music became like properly my career and like what I do day to day, I think I just had more time and like I'd listen to music in a different way. Anyway, that's boring. But picking a tune, I'm going to pick a tune from my label.
Yeah.
Because I loved launching my label this year, but I love them all. This one, I think I've probably got the most memories of. Well, this, okay, in terms of like playing out, Spicy, Ghost, 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 is just, I've got so many great memories dropping that. I've been dropping that in sets for like maybe since 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when he first sent it to me and then we signed it. So I think that, like sampling the Spice Girls, techno, and just seeing loads of other DJs playing that in their sets has been really, really cool. And like, it's been really great for him and the label. And that's one I would pick, I think.
That's one of those ones where whenever you drop that, I feel like loads of people are like, ID, ID, ID.
Oh yeah, because when I went to Australia in March, literally forgot that happened, that tune, people were messaging about it constantly afterwards when I played it at Pitch in Melbourne.
Well, I remember when I went to your set at Mighty Hoopla, a couple of my friends were there, and it was before it actually officially had the release, I think.
Yeah, it would have been.
And they were like, please, can you ask Jaguar what this track was?
Mm.
So it's one that definitely goes off and it gets people's attention.
Yeah, love that.
I went for Anne's Clearly Rushing.
Oh, that is a banger.
I really like Anne's. I really like her NTS show. Love her releases. Mm. She's a great presenter.
Yeah, she's great. She's funny, charming, knowledgeable.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And that song I really, really like. Played it in my Park Life set. I've played it a lot on my Represent show.
Oi, oi.
It just gives me that energy, like that.
It's a weird tune as well. Like,
yeah, it's different to other releases.
Yeah, I love Anne's. Everything she does is just impeccable.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be my pick for that.
I'm with you.
What's your favourite festival that you've been to this year, your best festival? Give me a rundown of what you've been to, if you can, roughly, because I know it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, it's weird, because obviously, basically every festival I went to was, obviously it was enjoyable, but it was all for work.
Yeah.
Like, I was DJing, I think. And like, when you're there DJing, it is obviously really fun and exciting, because sometimes you are like in and out, or you like to travel, but you know, you're not like, it's not the same as going somewhere and like you're off the clock.
Oh, you've got a job to do, haven't you?
Got a responsible thing to do. But saying that, I've had, obviously they've been really fun. Park Life, got a big weekend in Dundee, Glastonbury, Reading,
Hoopla,
Beat Herder, One Out Festival, Hideout briefly. That was fun. Can't remember. That'll do.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think Snowbombing, did I do? Might have done that in there.
Don't look at me.
I think I did snowbombing. My favourite one, I'm going to pick Boardmasters, which is in Cornwall, end of August generally, or middle of August. And because it was a mission to get there, I almost didn't get there. So I came from the Channel Islands I'd been at home for like a week or 2 weeks. And then I planned it. So I had to be there on the Saturday, let's say. So I left on the Friday. I was meant to leave on the Friday, fly to Guernsey, which is the neighbouring island, and then, which is like a 10-minute flight, and then fly to Exeter in Devon. And then I was going to get train to Cornwall. But even though I tried to do it like a whole day in advance, like there was loads of fog. And it was like a really sunny week all week. And then suddenly on the day is just thick fog. And these planes in the Channel Islands are like
small planes, big. I bet. Yeah.
So you can't travel anywhere. And even though it literally takes 10 minutes to get to Guernsey, the neighbouring island, I was at the airport all day and there were no planes flying. So I didn't go to Guernsey. So then the next day, I luckily got on a flight that was one space, and then I flew to Southampton, and then I got a train, which then was cancelled. Then I got another train, and then I got a taxi from Plymouth to Newquay, and then literally made it to my set like with a good 10 minutes to spare on the Saturday, and had a really fun set. And the reason I loved it is because my little brother was there and my dad was there. And it was really, really sweet, actually. Like, it was really nice. It was a really, really fun set. I think considering as well, it took me so long to get there, it was so worth it.
Yeah.
Even though it was raining a little bit too, it was on the Point stage and you've got like the sea behind you. Like, it's a really, really cool stage to play. And yeah, it was just a really cute one, to be honest.
Boardmasters is one I would really like to go to.
Yeah, you should.
I've seen loads of like clips, of course, of like people doing sets there, and I've heard really good things.
Mm.
Like the setting is really like, it looks amazing.
Yeah, when it's hot as well, like the year before.
People go swimming, don't they, and everything.
Yeah, the year before it was like super hot and like, it is beautiful. Like,
That's definitely one of my festival bucket list for sure.
What about you? What was your fave?
Well, shoot me for saying it, but it was my first ever Glastonbury.
Fair enough.
That is like the festival to end all festivals. So that was amazing. I had one of the best weekends of my life, probably.
Do you think?
It was just so fun. And I was with like so many close friends and like coming to like your set and like going your sets, I think it was in the end.
Yeah.
Seeing Elton John.
When, you know, that's not every day these things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
And then even like I spent a lot of it with Johnny, my best mate, and then also felt like I got a lot closer with like new people. Like spent quite a lot of time with Kimmy,
yeah,
which was random but like super fun.
We love Kim.
The Tabasco boys are funny. Yeah, it was just a really fun weekend. It felt like I was just in a different space.
It is though. It's like its own. What's the word? Micro.
Well, it becomes one of the biggest towns in cities, whatever.
It is. It's like you leave the real world and you enter somewhere else, and you could literally be someone else if you want for like a week. I feel like some people do. They just
But yeah, a lot of people have spoken about Glastonbury enough. Also, really enjoyed Mighty Hoopla.
Oh, yeah.
We had some fun at Mighty Hoopla. I did a set, which was really
nice. God, listen. KJ Baxter's set was probably one of my favorite because it was just a fabulous day anyway. Like it's literally the happiest place in the world, bar like Disneyland, Mighty Hoopla. And then you were there in the tent playing bangers, giving us like James remixes of 212. You were giving us like Silly, and then you're giving us Cool. Like you're giving just everything. And I was there with Leo, just swinging off that barrier, slapping my hand against it, dancing, drinking hand. It was pure joy.
That was also the day where we had some secret champagne.
That was good. I think I've still got the plastic goblet glass that I stole.
Take that back next year and get the £2.50
back. Yeah, absolutely.
And then also Park Life, my parents came and that was really, really nice. That was cute. Also, my parents like loved your set as well.
Oh my God, love that.
Yeah, my parents are like 60. My mum's 63, my dad's 60. So they looked very out of place at Park Life.
You're never too old.
Yeah, I think quite a few people asked my dad if he was selling, which was quite
funny. What?
Yeah, I think so. Because he was obviously just like a random old guy and everyone was like,
what did they say? What did he say?
Pills. He was like, what do you want? No, I'm joking. He was like, wrong guy.
Oh my God.
I think he played it well. But
that's so funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Also, final one for boring rant of festivals of this year. Body Movements.
Oh my God.
Is such a good day out. I had so much fun at Body Movements. I went with one friend, which was like perfect. Mm. Small group. We just went, we saw Eris Drew and Octo Octo go back to back. We saw Saoirse, we saw Hi. We saw Joshua James do a really good set. Bianco did a set. Honestly, it was great.
I still haven't been. I would really like to be there in 2024. Yeah. And you know what? When you go on a night out or a day out with just one other person, I've had some of my best nights ever. When you're just like a duo and you're just like, let's go. I feel like those sometimes can be the most fun ones.
It makes it such a low maintenance day, doesn't it? Because it's just like the two of you, especially when you have similar people that you want to go see. Mm. Or just like laid back, like you just trust that the music's going to be good all day, basically wherever you go.
Yep.
So just enjoy. Go with the wind.
Love that.
It's one of those festivals. Mm. Yeah. We'll be back after a short break.
Okay, so we're having our rundown of the year. We've touched on people we've seen, but if you're going to go for your best live performances that you've seen this year, who are you going to pick?
Okay. Beyonce Renaissance Tour blew my mind. Confidence Man at Brighton Pride. So much fun. Saw Sam Smith in Auckland, which was cool. Paolo Nutini was good. Eliza at Coco was good, but... only one lady is going to take the crown for me. And I think there's an element of whatever you had last is, you know, the person you saw last is like, that was the best.
I know what you mean.
I went to go see Joy Crooks at Hackney Church and she did a fundraiser for Palestine.
Sick.
Raised £95,000 with Choose Love over two nights. For charities
serious?
In Gaza.
Oh my God.
And obviously she's an incredibly talented musician, beautiful voice, but also the fact that the night raised so much money and she spoke really well about Palestine. They also had someone from the Choose Love charity and someone from another charity, which I think was called Restless Beings, who gave like really powerful speeches. And it just made me think, like, the power of music and, like, what a credit it is to her for, like, doing that and so many other artists.
Incredible,
like, imagine if every artist did that, how much money it could raise. For my best live performance, Joy Crooks at Hackney Church.
That's such a good one. Like, also props to her for, like, being so reactive and being like, we're going to do this and we're going to raise money. And
yeah.
Like, that's sick.
Yeah.
Love that. And yeah, she's amazing live.
Yeah, she is.
Those are all really good people. I also was lucky enough to see Beyonce this year. And like, I never thought I'd actually get to see Beyonce live.
I know.
I think we bought last minute tickets. They were just like, some just became available. So I didn't know I was going till like 2 weeks before. And oh my God. I think probably has to be, for of all time, Beyonce has to be the best person I've seen. Like, you can't fault it. And how she did like tracks from literally her first album, like Dangerously in Love, which she did like a pre-show, didn't she? She did 20 minutes at the beginning and it was kind of like the older songs just to get everyone going.
Split into acts.
Yeah. And then like the proper like Renaissance show, like properly queer, lots of like silver and disco balls when she's on the disc on the flying horse at the end.
It was so well thought out, wasn't it? Like, just every second of the show felt like it had been thought about and like yeah, as you say, so many references to like queer culture, black culture, women in music as well.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if it was the one I went to, but Near Archives warmed up for Beyonce in one of the or a couple of the shows, which again is like amazing. I also just remembered, my memory is so bad, one of my favorite things I've seen this year, Thalia and the South Bank with an orchestra. Wait, you were there.
I was with you.
That was in February, babes.
Wow.
That only just triggered, but that was in...
Yeah,
we were both there.
That was so cool.
We sat next to Marianne Hobbs.
Yeah.
Big up Mary.
That was such a cool way of like reimagining her music.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That was this year.
Wow, that feels like about 5 years ago.
I know. Yeah, those are probably mine.
Cool.
TBH.
Okay, so those are our best live performances. This one is a bit more personal. What is your proudest moment of this year?
For me, a couple of things. I think for me, my Mix Mag Lab, which was in January, which is crazy that it's almost been a year since that. I think I've spoken about this in a previous episode, but like that, well, one, it just felt so wholesome and like a celebration of everyone, and like all the usual suspects and friends and family were there, and it was just, it felt like such a supportive, loving, amazing environment. And I really pinpoint that as well for like me like falling back in love with DJing again, and like also just getting back on the old horse and like, you know, get feeling better within myself. Like there's a lot of I tie to that moment, and I felt like it kind of has been like helped cement me in like this where I'm going musically, and I'm just really proud of it. I think it's a really good mix. And Utopia becoming a label, I think, is something I'm really proud of, because I've always wanted to run a record label. I have been kind of making up as I go along, but I've loved it, and I want to do more of that next year.
Those are two great choices.
Mm.
I'm excited to see the label like blossom next year. Such a big start. I mean, Flavor D,
yeah,
Spice Girls,
yeah. We've released 10 tracks this year, which is since March. So that's pretty good going, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
And met some amazing people. Like, I've learned a lot, and it's just been a real joy.
It's going to get bigger and better for sure. Mm-hmm. And the Mix Mag Lab, we've spoken about. It was amazing. Woo. I had so much fun there.
Thank you. What about you? What are you proud of?
One of mine is something that we've already touched on either in this episode or last week's episode, so I won't go into it too much, but the documentary I was really proud of.
Yeah.
Because it was my first time making something like that. It was such a daunting, like, big piece of work. And then, like, you know, we worked really hard together on, like, the scripting of it, how we were going to structure it. I think we spoke to a real, really high quality level of guests.
Yeah.
I was just, yeah, that was a big, big one for me. I would love to make another documentary soon in my career. Other ones for me would be DJing at festivals was really cool. Mighty Hoopla, Park Life, Ibiza was a big one.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Kind of last minute, but so much fun.
That was April, wasn't it? We were in Ibiza.
Yeah, again, feels like forever ago.
It does.
And also, like, not music or career related, but I'm proud of myself for my traveling.
Yeah.
Like doing a little bit of solo traveling and just like going away and refinding myself. Again, we went into this last episode. I'm not going to go back into the cringy travel blogger vibe, but yeah, I'm proud of myself for that.
That is amazing. I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud of you too.
God, that's so great.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
We touched
on this at the start. You said you love them.
I love them. These are the ones I can think of, but I think I've written down about 8, but this is the ones I can remember. To maintain balance in my life, because I feel like this year I started to really get a bit of balance, like work-life balance and like balance.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do yoga once a week.
Great.
Because I'm not naturally very flexible, but I do enjoy stretching. And I actually live above like a yoga studio, so there's literally no excuse. I think if I did that once a week, that would just be a really nice time to just decompress.
That's also kind of linked with like mindfulness and that.
Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah. And also just like, I want to get like stronger. Strong back, you know, get that spine nice and strong and stretch it all out. Love a stretch. Anyway, I want to learn the drums.
Nice.
Write and do production.
Yeah, sick. Sick. Do production.
Do some more production.
Ooh, interesting.
Might have already started something.
Might be collabing with someone who we've had on the podcast.
Might be.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Ooh.
Maybe you'll hear it in January.
Maybe. Ooh. I've already heard it and it's sick.
So those all I can remember.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. And those cover different parts of your personal and professional life, which is always nice.
Yeah. What have you got?
I want to do more sober nights.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, which I think I have actually done a little bit better this year, but I've slipped back a little bit. Just do more like get like a little bit silly, but it doesn't need to be outrageous nights, you know?
God, you're growing up.
I know. Back in the day, you know what I was like. I was bad.
That's a good one.
And I think I've, yeah, that's something I want to do more. Like I used to pressure myself to go out every Friday and Saturday. It's not necessary.
No.
You don't need to do that. And I don't need to be getting smashed on a Thursday night. You don't need to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to try anyway. That's actually like quite a challenging one for me. So yeah, that's one I want to do for 2024. I also want to take more risks.
Okay.
I want to get out of my comfort zone, nice. Which I've kind of done a little bit of this year, but I want to do more next year because I think that's how I will thrive.
Yeah. I think that's a really good one because it's scary, but also to be outside your comfort zone. And also sometimes it's easier just to like stay in your lane and like, you're like, oh, but I know how this makes me feel, like this is safe.
Yeah.
But actually being outside of the safe zone and maybe doing things like forcing yourself to do things like, oh, maybe I'm not ready or just do it.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
Definitely.
Try it
definitely.
By doing it. Love that.
That's
any
one.
More?
My final one is to collaborate more with people. So like recently I posted on my Instagram, like I'm looking for guest mixes for my represent show. And I was overwhelmed by how many people messaged me.
Sick.
I was really not expecting. I thought, you know, maybe like one or two people. But so many people got in touch with me. And like I specifically said in the post, like, send it to your friends. Like, I don't just want to work with like people who I've worked with before. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I had like new people reaching out to me and that was really, really nice. And my most recent show, I had Jess Hands do a guest mix for me.
We love Jess.
And she did a great mix. And my next show, which is on Saturday, I have a producer called Nalsum.
He's great.
He's great. Alfie.
Sick.
So I was like already in the space of like literally since I've done that post, I've had two incredible mixes sent to me and I've got so many more coming from people who I'm like actually like honoured that they want to like work with me. So yeah, I want to collaborate more next year.
Love that.
With people on Represent, outside of Represent, everywhere.
A year of collaboration.
A year of collaboration.
Cool. Love that.
What are you most excited for 2024?
You know what? This is, I guess it's, I don't know if it's a good thing, but normally I have like, I'm scheming this time of year, got my grand plans and I have been scheming for sure. Don't worry. But I don't have any grand plans for next year for once. Normally I literally enter the year and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have these like goals. And like, yes, I think it's maybe I've ticked off a lot of goals I've wanted to do. But also I think it's mainly, I've been so happy with like work-wise how things have gone this year. I think because I've worked so hard to get to this point and like I've really just focused on putting my energy emotionally, physically, spiritually into the things that I love doing. And I feel like I've got like autonomy and you know what I mean? I can like make a difference within that. And I'm kind of mainly talking about this podcast, label, club nights, DJing. And it's been my favorite year ever.
Yeah.
So I kind of just want to do more of the same and keep growing keep releasing music, keep doing these podcasts with you, traveling the world, having a great fucking time and just connecting with human beings. That's what I want to do.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as you say, like you've built the foundations of, I mean, more than the foundations, but you've built this thing with Utopia now, and it's just seeing how big it can get, and the sky's the limit, really.
Mm.
You know, there's so many facets to what you're doing now, which is so exciting.
Thanks, babes. So yeah, no huge plans.
Yeah.
And also what is fun as well about the year, sometimes just seeing what happens. So many random, crazy, wonderful, weird things happen along the way.
What's the weirdest thing that happened to you in 2023?
Weirdest thing. I'm trying to think.
I had to tell a girl that she had chlamydia this year that I didn't give chlamydia to.
Why?
I don't know if I can tell this on the podcast.
Are they like employing you to knock on people's doors and be like, excuse me, you've got chlamydia?
Basically, when I was in Australia, two people had sex in my dorm, loudly had sex in my dorm, because I was staying in like an 8-bed hostel dorm. I kind of like didn't really think that much of it, like whatever. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, I get a message from another girl in that hostel being like, hey, do you know who the girl was who had sex with this boy? Because he's now going around this new hostel bragging that he's got chlamydia and he's been having sex with loads of girls.
Oh,
which is vile. So anyway, I did know who the girl was, and I ended up having to message her being like, hey, I'm so, so sorry. This is so weird. Bearing in mind, this is a girl I'd met for like 5 minutes, being like, hey, I'm so sorry, but you might have chlamydia. These are the circumstances. I hope you're having a great trip. Because also, there's no symptoms
hope
for girls.
You're well.
So I didn't, you know, it's one of them. It's like, she might have it and not know.
No, true.
So anyway, that was a weird thing to happen to me. That wasn't on the bingo card for 2023.
God, that's, I can't think of a weird thing. Oh.
There's one thing that Jaguar wants to say but can't say.
Anything random and weird happen? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. What are you excited for?
I am excited to do more podcasts, do more DJing, hopefully fulfill my New Year's resolutions and become a more independent woman.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to turn 27 next year, and that feels quite a big age.
Do you feel excited, scared?
I do feel excited.
Good.
I feel like as every year passes, I get to know myself a little bit better. I learn a little bit more about the world I inhabit. And
that's so lovely.
Yeah.
Yep. Loads of great things happening.
It's going to be a massive year for Utopia Talks.
We'll see you in 2024.
We'll see you in 2024. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Bye.
Bye. Utopia Talks is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.